Don't buy Bird Dog's khaki shorts. While they may appear very similar to Lululemon, they are not. Bird Dog's tailor fit is overly sexual. You don't want that. You want a big baggy fit like the shorts you get from those other guys. Gym shorts should swallow your legs. Don't even bother going to birddogs.com. Their website is riddled with typos. And definitely don't bother seeing how good your legs will look in Bird Dog's. You don't need that unwanted female attention. Again, do not visit birddogs.com and enter code radio to get the free tumbler they're offering with your Bird Dog's shorts. That's birddogs.com, code radio.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Maybe you feel like we're rubbing your noses in it if you live in a place where the heat is unbearable. It's hard to beat the heat these days. And I will feel your pain when I am headed to Houston in July. Coming up at the end of this week, all I want is for my flight to go and hang, to be in the air and to not get hung up, to not cause me to miss my connection. I will deal with the heat. I will deal with the thick humidity. I will deal with all of it, sweating for an entire 5 days, which, you know, is not that different than New Jersey right now either. It's pretty hot and humid as well. I know many of you live in places, Arizona. My goodness, my uncle was telling me how he comes home from work and gets in the pool, like, right away. They have a freshwater pool, which is really neat. It stays cold most of the time, and you don't have to continually be cleaning it, whatever, because it's fresh water. It's beautiful. My aunt in Tucson, so a different part of Arizona, also has a pool, but she says it's too hot to go in. Like, okay, I'd be in there all the time. If you have to put ice cubes in the pool, put ice cubes in the pool, whatever it takes to cool the water down.
My sister actually got married in Tucson, and it was like 113 degrees the
Why?
Day afternoon in the summer, so
Why?
It was August.
August, why would you go to Arizona for an August wedding?
I remember going into the pool like the day of, and literally it was just like hanging out and talking like you're on the land, just kind of like neck deep in water, but you don't even feel it. It's just warm. Oh, there's no difference.
I need my mom's pool to be colder than that. I say take the hose and just stick the hose in the pool. I don't know how warm your pool is, but I know the ocean on Saturday was 79 degrees. It was beautiful.
That's a nice temp.
Absolutely perfect. Yeah, it was great. So my friend and I spent more than an hour in the water. We started to get a little pruney because we spent so much time in the water. But we were diving into waves. We were riding waves. It was fun to be out there. And the first time I got in, I don't know what possessed me to. I was still wearing my sun hat, not thinking I was going to go under. But the waves were so large that we kept getting. If you didn't go under, you were getting knocked over. And so you might as well just go under. So we swam out far enough that we were able to ride the waves. And my hat, I kept wringing my hat out because it was like one of those great
fun
sun hats, you know. And it was awesome.
Those are the best waves.
Yeah, it was wonderful. So we laughed, we giggled, we had a great time. But I'm telling you, the beach day nearly got derailed by the worst case scenario in the morning. I'll explain that coming up. We've got a brand new post up on our Twitter and Facebook that we're asking you to get creative. I'm just wondering if anyone is going to answer Aaron Rodgers. You know what? How about Baker Mayfield? Jay, your face when I said that. Now, you can't steal mine. Well, no, I wasn't going to say. You know who I want to hear from for an entire week? He'd be so ticked at us. Brooks Koepka. Let's just make Brooks Koepka answer questions for an entire week. Or, are you ready? Kyle Shanahan, but he's only talking about his quarterbacks for an entire week. He hates that.
I don't like playing this game.
He can't stand answering questions about his quarterbacks. All I have to say to that is, well, how about you get one? And then we won't have to ask anymore. So whatever it is, get creative. Get outside the straight and narrow and find an athlete that you, an athlete, a coach, a general manager that you want to hear from for an entire week. Now, I suppose on the flip side, maybe later in this week of broadcast, we could say to people, who's the one athlete you would like to not hear from for an entire month, if you could? Or maybe it's not athlete, maybe it's a coach. I can think of a few. The problem is I can't answer that question because I need to retain my objectivity. And even so, people ask me all the time, what teams do you hate? What teams do you root against? I can't tell you that. And I don't feel that same emotion for teams anymore. Not like I did when I was a straight fan and wasn't working in the business. Working in this business, it beats it out of you. You have to remain objective. You have to see the perspective of every team. You really can't spend a lot of time and a lot of emotion rooting or hating. And so I've kind of lost a lot of that anyway. But yeah, I'm not going to tell you which teams I would like to see fail, which athletes I don't like. I can't do that.
I'm not just giving the answer just to satisfy the question.
He hates quarterback questions. Do you think he would hate our segment QB News that we do multiple times per week, even in the dog days of summer? We have QB News.
I don't think he'd be a fan.
You don't think Kyle Shanahan would like QB News?
Because a lot of them, not a lot of them, but often they feature around his QBs. And
well, it's not our fault he doesn't have a starting quarterback. How is that our fault?
It's not.
Or the fact that he uses multiple QBs per year. I mean, I can't claim responsibility for that, much as I would like to tell you that I have that kind of power. So which sports figure would you like to hear from for an entire week? If it's Rory McIlroy crushing Liv, I'm all about it. If it's Rory just getting salty over Liv and Greg Norman, bring it on.
Hit Liv.
A hit Liv. Oh, that was pretty good, Jay. I mean, that was pretty good Northern Irish accent. A hit Liv.
Like a hit Liv.
A hit Liv. Who else would you like to hear from who has a great accent? Think of someone who has a super cool accent.
I got one.
Who?
Roger.
Roger Goodell.
Hello, it's Roger here.
Oh, Roger! I told you about when I was with when I was with Bob on our trip in June, and he actually put Roger Federer on the Waze app. It was amazing. Roger was telling us where to turn left.
Hazard reported ahead.
It was awesome to hear Roger Federer's voice. That's it. You stole mine, you jerk.
I could listen to Roger for a week, give me directions. That's fine.
Absolutely. I could listen to Roger Federer do anything for a week. That'd be amazing. So what sports figure? I guess if you want to say broadcaster, you can come up with one of those two. But now I was thinking Dan Campbell just because he is hysterical, or Mike Tomlin. But honestly, now I want to come up with someone who has a really cool accent. Ooh, who can we come up with? This will be fun.
I mean, I have a personal one, but I don't think it's Henrik Lundqvist, who has a great accent.
Yes, he does. He has a great accent.
I would listen to him for a week. No problem.
Okay, that's a good one. All right, I like it. So that's the idea. Our Baltimore Orioles fan Ken sends another tweet, so thank you for listening. He says, even though I'm a Ravens fan, of course, I could listen to Dan Campbell for a week. Dan is unique. John Harbaugh is kind of boring. He does it on purpose. John Harbaugh is not boring. He wants you to think he's boring. He doesn't want to give anything away. So we're going to hear some football something-somethings coming up before the hour is done. But we told you that it was a Sunday to top your Sunday or anyone else's Sunday for the American Brian Harman, who wins his first major championship at 36 years old. Awesome. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Find our show question and a beach photo, a zen, glorious beach photo on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or my Twitter, and then our Facebook page too. We're keeping you busy over there as well. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. I mean, I wouldn't mind hearing someone who's kind of kooky, too, who just comes up with the craziest, zaniest stuff. I want to go Antonio Brown, but then I think, oh, after a while, it would be cringeworthy. Cam Newton. That's it. It's Cam Newton. I want to hear from Cam Newton good. For an entire week. I'm not 32.
I'm not 32.
Or Draymond Green. Although I suspect that after day three of Draymond doing nothing but running his mouth, I might get tired of it. I do love Draymond. you a clown. I mean, I do think Draymond would be a great radio co-host.
You're not a champ.
You a clown.
You a clown.
He's just so unabashedly rude. He just doesn't care.
I'll let Papa finish, okay?
Except for with his adorable daughter. Oh, my goodness. So, yes, one sports figure on repeat. Well, no, he can say, he or she can say different things, I suppose. But one sports figure for an entire week, who would it be? Twitter, Facebook, also our phone number. Maybe you want to hear from Brian Harmon. The way that he navigated torrential downpours at Royal Liverpool on Sunday. I just kept thinking, Jay, it is definitely not beach weather in Hoy Lake, England.
No.
Oh,
no.
My gosh.
Quite the opposite.
I mean, you could find yourself next to a large body of water in the middle of a golf course because of the rain that they had. It was it was unrelenting. It did not stop. It was unrelenting. It was unforgiving in this final round of the Open Championship. And Brian Harmon admits that it was a little disconcerting at the start when he realized this was what they were playing in for him, an Open Championship.
I'm looking at the forecast. I'm like, yeah, what the hell they know? And I get out here, and it was Armageddon. It was bad. It was really, really tough. And I haven't historically done very good in the rain. It's just always bugged me. So I was really proud of the way that I struck the ball in the rain today.
Not just the way he hit the ball on Sunday, the way he dropped putt after putt after putt. I'm telling you, it was akin to Thor's hammer. It was his magic weapon, secret weapon, magic wand, whatever. You know me with my cliches. He had 108, I think is the number I heard on the broadcast. So don't quote me on that, but it was somewhere around 108 putts for the entire tournament. Do you know that's the fewest number of putts ever in a major since they started keeping track? That's Brian Harmon, an American who's 36 years old, who's just trying to make the Ryder Cup team, who'd never won a major before. And yet he doused, it's a water analogy. He doused the field. He made putt after putt. And actually, for those of you who are huge Georgia football fans, twice he cites Kirby Smart and thanks Kirby Smart for being in his head on Sunday.
I kept thinking about something Kirby Smart said. I'm not going to be hunted. I'm going to hunt. You know, I decided to get out and try and take as much control as I could. And when I made a couple putts on the front nine, I felt like it settled down and like I felt like I had a lot of control.
I've been really impressed with the way that he's handled success. And so I've always always pay attention when really successful people talk. You know, there's always clues there as to how they feel. And I've admired the fact that even with all the success that he's had, it's all about the next play, the next game, you know, the next week of practice. And he knows that the results come because of, you know, what you do in the trenches.
Do you think Nick Saban's going to feel slighted? I mean, it's not Kirby's fault that Nick Saban and the Tide did not make the college football playoff last year. I mean, it's just, you know. As Americans, we love winners. We listen to winners. And so I guess Nick Saban kind of SOL right now. Kirby Smart is the man of the hour. You hear the first part of that Kirby answer on the Golf Channel. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So then after winning your first major, $3 million is the purse. You're the Open Champion Golfer of the Year. You're 36 years old. You'd gone 6+ years without even winning a tournament. I mean, I think it's impressive to win even one tournament on the PGA Tour, so I'm not making light of that. Just, it's been 6+ years, and now you are into your mid to late 30s, and you've got guys who are half your age who are competing. You had an amateur, a 22-year-old amateur, who led the first round of the Open. John Rahm is hot on your heels on Saturday. Somehow you managed to win this first major. It's an incredible story. I love these types of stories that come out of nowhere. He's got all this money at his disposal. I know he wants to go home, and unfortunately his family was not there, which was kind of a bummer. But certainly he has some big type of celebration planned for when he gets back home.
I had a nice week a couple weeks ago, and I bought a new tractor for my hunting place. So I'll get home, and I'll be on the tractor mowing grass in the next week. I'll be very excited about that.
So that's going to be your reward. You're going to ride your tractor.
Yeah, I might take a whole day and just put my phone away and go get on the tractor.
Nice.
I'm a little bit lost because I've never known an Open champion celebrate by mowing grass on a tractor.
I got a lot of layers, man. I'm like an onion. It's a 105-horse Kubota tractor, and it's going to be a pretty one. I haven't told my wife how much I spent on it. So.
How many people around the country just heard Brian Harman wax poetic about his tractor and got really excited? He actually dropped the specs of the tractor. Have you ever heard a major winner in either tennis or golf, or really any other sport for that matter, drop the tractor specs in his post-victory press conference?
It's a 105-horse Kubota tractor, and it's going to be a pretty one.
I love this guy. By the way, he's from Syracuse, New York, which is really cool. So apparently he has some space in Syracuse, New York to be able to ride his Kubota. Is that what he said? I'm sorry, I know nothing about tractors.
It's a 105-horse Kubota tractor.
Sounds like it. I do love John Deere, but I know nothing else about tractors. I push my mower. I do not ride my mower. There are two kinds of people in this world. Actually, there are three. Do you know Bob has a self-propelled mower? Isn't that cheating?
Self-propelled?
Self-propelled. It mows itself. It propels itself. It walks. He just has to walk behind it and steer it.
Really?
He doesn't have to push it. Isn't that cheating? Isn't that a little bit like having a gas grill or a fake Christmas tree with lights already installed?
Yeah.
Your family.
What?
Wait, oh, no, you're a real Christmas tree family.
I've never had a fake tree in my life. No way.
For a second there, I was just, okay.
But
Self-propelled. It runs itself.
I didn't know that existed. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I guess
it's for old people. That's what old people need.
It's a little cheating.
It's cheating. And you're not an old people.
How big is his yard? Big enough?
It's little. No, it's little.
Well.
Now, this is his defense. He swears it's because someone gave it to him. It was free, he says.
That's a good reason to have it, but.
Fine. He does have a pellet grill, which is somewhat redeeming.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I kind of want to try the self-propelling lawnmower now.
No, you don't. When was the last time you actually had a desire to mow a lawn?
A desire to?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I appreciate a good, nice, fresh cut lawn.
You know, sometimes you're a sloth. You know that, right?
What? Who, me?
Yes, you. Would you like to be a sloth? Sometimes.
I've mowed plenty of lawns in my day.
I just asked, when was the last time you had a desire to mow a lawn?
Not recently. I'm happy that someone comes to do it now.
Not recently. Not in my recent memory.
Too hot.
Uh-huh. Thanks. Thanks for that. After I spent 4 hours doing yard work last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, whoopsie.
Well, I would have helped if you offered, if you asked.
Whatever. That's so not true. You are not going to come over and do yard work. But thank you for fooling all the people who are listening into thinking what a nice guy you are, what a great friend you are. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. One more with Brian Harman. Because, again, this, to me, is a major storyline. Redemption. After all the work, after all the blood, sweat, tears, after all the years of coming up just short, in the last 6+ years, he's had multiple seconds. He's had a bunch of top tens. It's not as though he isn't making money. It's not as though he isn't successful. But this is the breakthrough. Is this the validation?
It's been a lot of work. I'm 36 years old. I've put a lot of time, a lot of sacrifice into this game. So to be able to take a minute and just be like, I did it for a week. I did it.
Yes. Yes, that might be the most poignant post-victory comment I heard from Brian Harman. I spent a lot of years. I poured a lot into this. Anything worth having is worth sacrificing for. Love that. Absolutely love it. And now, guess what? Even though he didn't say it there, I am quite certain if you ask Brian Harman, he's going to tell you it was all worth it. It was all worth it. The waiting, the working, the wondering, the fighting through, the failures, the coming up short. It was all worth it for this. In the pouring down rain. He even said as he was receiving the claret jug, which is one of the coolest trophies in sports. That's another question we could do that would be fun. He said, I've been under an umbrella all day long. He just stood there in the rain. He didn't even care. He just kept wiping off his bald head. Didn't care because he had the claret jug in his hands. Who cares?
I got a lot of layers, man. I'm like an onion.
I'm like an onion. I got a Kimona dragon. Oh, no, a Kubota tractor, something.
That's like a 105-horse Kubota tractor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard Kimono dragon.
That'd be cool, too.
All right, on Twitter, would you like to hear from one particular sports figure for an entire week? Probably not, but we're asking you to come up with one anyway. And I already like the answers that we're getting. So whether it's on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page, bring it. Let's go. Bring it
but
on.
You can't cook.
I already have dibs on Cam. Nobody else can have Cam Newton. I'm all about Cam.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. I'm not 32. The can't cook was about a woman being, don't even get me started. He's just, sometimes he's outrageous, but that's what I love about him. And he's unabashedly Cam Newton.
Tell me how these randoms keep getting jobs.
How do these randoms keep getting jobs? Also, I don't know if anyone's going to name this particular quarterback as the sports figure they'd like to hear from for an entire week, but did you see the video that one team posted as their quarterback showed up and got ready for training camp for the first time? Okay. A little over the top, I think. I could be wrong. Maybe it's this way for every quarterback. But it felt like not since Tim Tebow or Aaron Rodgers even, after he decided not to retire. This is going back with the Packers. Do we really need a hype video for when your quarterback shows up for the first time at your training camp facility? OMG. And I don't even say that. It's After Hours with Amy Lauren.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Being a baseball play-by-play broadcaster demands a blend of learned mechanics, intense preparation, and a calm sense of entertainment. How hard is it to do this job? Let's talk to the ones who do it. This is Matt Spiegel. My new podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, will bring those conversations to you as the best working and former broadcasters tell you why and how they do it. New episodes come every Thursday all summer long. Follow The PBP, Voices of Baseball, on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Garoppolo in the shotgun. Three receivers left. Glitching a low snap. Get a cock and throw. And it is caught by Brandon Ayuk in the end zone. Ah, no. Tassio. Touchdown, San Francisco!
Thank the 49ers for everything that they've done. My time there was awesome. Enjoyed it. A lot of ups and downs. It was a fun time. But, you know, turning the page now, moving on. Next chapter of my life, and can't wait to get started in Vegas.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of one, Jimmy Garoppolo. Before that, Greg Papa. Right? Okay, I want to make sure I got the right Papa on Niners radio, but he is no longer a Niner. And if you have not seen his hype video showing up at Raiders training camp for the first time, oh boy, it is over the top. Think Tim Tebow holding a press conference when he gets introduced by the Jets, over the top. It's that over the top. But you know what? Las Vegas is a lot of times completely and utterly over the top. Jay, if you would like to retweet the photo from the Raiders radio, Raiders Twitter, or even the video, you can do that as well. Might as well retweet the video because people need to see. It's so funny on Raiders.com. The only thing missing is a long mane of flowing hair, like, say, well, Thor, or I'm on the Thor thing right now, or who else? Yeah, thank you. Who else has flowing hair, flowing locks? Well, Tommy Fleetwood, except for in the rain, he looked just miserable on Sunday.
Aaron Rodgers, when he showed up to camp last season,
yes,
when he looked like Nicolas Cage.
Wasn't he wearing he was wearing a white tank top or something too?
Yeah, it was Nick Cage out of Con Air.
Yes, it was. Oh, Nicolas Cage and Con Air had great hair. Trying to think. Oh, even Aquaman with his hair and how it like flowing behind
Jason
him.
Momoa?
Yeah. Well, I meant, Aquaman. I'm not a huge fan of Jason specifically,
yeah,
but I like...
He's the host of Shark Week this week.
I know he is, and I do love Shark Week. They're actually doing 4 weeks of Shark Week. Oh, speaking of that, I have something else to tell you guys, too. I heard these updated numbers about the percentage of Americans who now get their TV from streaming versus cable. Wait until you hear the numbers. Pretty interesting. Anyway, Jimmy Garoppolo, all hype as he gets into Raiders camp, but the good news is he has passed his physical. How about that? Physically ready, willing, and able.
Feeling great, baby. Let's go, Raider Nation. Fresh year. Let's go get it.
Oh, and he points at the camera, and he's tan, and he's carrying a backpack. I mean, it's a hype video of epic proportions for the Raiders. You get a hint of a smile. Really, that's it. You don't get the pearly whites. It's not feels great, baby, or whatever else he's... I don't remember what he said when he was with the Niners, right? Was it feels great, baby? Something like that. It feels great, baby. Yeah, people get all freaked out because he was doing an interview with Aaron Andrews. Oh, heavens. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Is it Jimmy Garoppolo that you'd like to hear from for an entire week if you could only hear from one sports figure? Sandy on Facebook says yes, he has a lot to tell. And then something about taking her to lunch or dinner, which seems a little, no, let's not do that. Let's just hear from him. We don't need to make this a date week or date night or something. Let's not cross the line here.
We have to hang out with him.
Yeah, we don't need to hang out. We just need to hear from him. We've got some good answers on our Facebook page. Joe says Dr. J, Julius Irving. Ooh, I love this answer from Jason. Terry Francona. Although he says Franconia, which is a town in New Hampshire, Franconia. But whatever. Terry Francona. I like it. Let's see. Another James goes with Dan Campbell. So he's kind of cheating and taking our answer. Jim says Roberto Clemente. Oh, this is a good one from Clint. Bob Uecker. Do you think Bob Uecker could speak for an entire week, though? Sometimes I worry about his voice. He definitely puts a lot of mileage on that voice.
He probably could, but let's save him as like a country so we can make him last.
Yeah. Brian says Lou Gehrig. I like that answer too. He's very inspirational. Barry goes with Larry. Barry goes with Larry Bird. Awesome. James wants Bill Parcells to rip him a new one. Let's see. Poch. I'm not exactly sure how to say it. We'll go with Poch.
How's it spelled?
P-O-C-H. Poch. Poch?
Poke.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. I'm not sure. Maybe I should have just gone with P. I love me some Pat P. He goes with Tony Dungy and says the man is full of wisdom. Absolutely. I like Tony Dungy. And he wrote a book, too. Ryan says Charles Barkley, very insightful. and irreverent. I'm adding that addendum. Very insightful, never holds back regardless of what he's talking about. That's so
good. His name is Jason Taylor.
And also, facts are, they're a minor inconvenience, which is
irrelevant.
I get names wrong all the time. So who did I call? Oh, last week I called Garrett Wilson, Zach Wilson. So, you know, I do it too. Luna says I could listen to Bill Walton all week. I like it. Okay, so those are some of the offerings on Facebook. Roland says Hank Stram, the old KC Chiefs coach. Oh, yeah, very inspirational. Ever seen those NFL Films videos where Hank Stram is roaming the sidelines and yelling? Oh, it's awesome. Still thinking Mike Tomlin. Some Dan Campbell. I'm going Cam Newton. Nobody else can steal that one. And then Jay and I were talking about a couple of potential figures from the NBA, which I won't give it away because I don't want to steal his thunder. But who are the sports figures? And I guess they can be broadcasters too. So if someone says me, well, then I know that I'm greatly appreciated. I'm just kidding. Don't take the bait. If you have a sports figure that you could listen to for an entire week, and just either laugh, cry, be inspired, whatever it is. You would never get tired. Oh, that rhymed. Of hearing from this one particular sports figure. This is why I'm sure no one's going to say Aaron Rodgers. No one's going to say Brett Favre either if it makes you feel better, Aaron.
I'm offended.
All right. So Twitter, Facebook, and then our phone number is 855-212-4227. Coming up, did you hear how the top running backs in the NFL got together on a Zoom call? I would say there's probably some commiserating, probably some complaining. I would have been happy to serve as a fly on the wall for this particular Zoom call, but I'm going to assume it was not recorded. So we'll let you hear from Nick Chubb, who gives you some of the inside scoop. He doesn't reveal his sources, nor does he give you point blank, but does at least give us a peek behind the curtain. Pretty excited that we've got football sound, fresh football sound to offer you on a Sunday night into a Monday morning, knowing now that training camps are fully flammable. Just kidding. Well, that too. They're fully inflamed. They're fully in flames. Never mind. No one gets my humor. Jay sometimes gets my humor.
Most of the time.
Most of the time? I'm not sure what that says about you. Do you actually want to be associated with my humor?
Yeah.
You don't sound very convinced.
Yeah, I do.
Or convincing. I mean, I make baked goods for you all the time. I'm baking blueberry muffins again today.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Well, I don't have them right now, that's not helpful. Well, then if you wish, then you better be more convincing when you tell people that you not only like my sense of humor, but you understand it.
I love it, and I understand it, and I get it.
Much better.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Same formation as first down, second and goal from the one. Snap, give to Josh again, off the right side, has some room, squeezes in. Touchdown Raiders! An opening drive, 75-yard push, and Jacobs caps it off with a one-yard dive through the right side, and it's 6-0 Las Vegas, less than 6 minutes into the game.
Fourth and two at the 27. Jones in a shotgun set, Barkley to his right. Jones calls out signals, takes the snap. Hand off Barkley, runs up the middle, he's got a first down. Barkley still on his feet, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Saquon Barkley with 2:01 to go.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
For the New York Giants on the radio network, they don't know if they'll have Saquon Barkley coming up for the start of this season at the very least, because the last we knew from Saquon, after he and the Giants failed to come to a long-term contract agreement, he has not yet signed his franchise tender and told the Money Matters podcast going back a couple months ago that he would consider using his only leverage, which is holding out. And would he actually sit out an entire season? It's easy for other running backs to commiserate, especially if they already have contracts. It's entirely another to suggest that, hey, you should go ahead and sit out. Yeah, yeah, you make a point. You make the Giants pay, but I'm going to go ahead and play and earn my money. That's tough. Not only are the running backs in the league used with a lot of pounding, they get a lot of mileage on their physical bodies. If they don't continue playing through the prime of their career, meaning they miss a year because of injury, or in this case, choosing to sit out, you miss, well, you shorten your career exponentially because you miss an entire year of earnings power. And for the running back, they're cycled through relatively quickly for the most part. That's obviously a generalization. But we know the position hits a point of diminishing returns. And a lot of times teams are out ahead of that. And so they're thinking about it 27, 28. They get nervous about giving running backs long-term deals. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Saquon and Josh Jacobs are in the same boat where they don't feel like they got the respect that they were due from their teams in the form of a long-term deal that would include a bunch of guaranteed money. Now, $10.1 million to play for one season is nothing to sneeze at. It's not seven figures. It's eight figures. Nothing to sneeze at. But they want long-term money. They want a long-term guarantee, especially at their positions, right? We know that Dalvin Cook still doesn't have a job, though the Vikings have left a $7 million contract offer on the table. It would pay him $7 million annually. He wants more than that. Would I agree he's worth more than that, especially if he's healthy? Absolutely. But right now, he doesn't have another job. He turned down the Dolphins offer, which apparently was less than what the Vikings were offering, or it still wasn't enough. So the running backs got together and they had a Zoom call. And this includes star running backs from the NFL. Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, Christian McCaffrey, who is the highest paid running back in the NFL, and Nick Chubb. Now, according to Pro Football Talk, the meeting was organized by Austin Eckler. I'm not sure if you wanted to quick grab some of the Eckler from, I'm not sure if you were still on vacation. Eckler was a guest with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio, and he had some really strong words to say about running backs and how they're devalued in the league and how owners won't answer and will never really give a reason for it. It's not optimal. Oh, you have it? Okay, so Austin Eckler, he's been very vocal about his criticisms when it comes to how running backs are treated.
From a player's aspect, we have no control of that. I have no control. So really who we want answers from is the ownership. Like, why are you doing this? What's the reasoning? Like, give us, like, you aren't interviewing them about it. Like, how many owners have you talked to about this? You know, zero. And so that's who we got here.
I would love to.
I know. They ain't going to say anything either because for whatever reason, right, they got this thing going on where it's like a new trend. Let's not pay these guys. I don't know. Maybe they're just testing us. Like, hey, let's see what happens. But, you know, you poke the bear, you know, and, you know, you're going to make us have to do something.
The only thing I would say in response to that I don't agree with is the fact that it's a new trend. It's not a new trend. This is how running backs are treated. That's Austin Eckler of the Chargers. Remember, he had received permission to seek a trade earlier in the offseason, and he's with Zach Gelb last week on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, so Austin Eckler reportedly organized this call, and Nick Chubb was also on the call. Now, Chubb was among those Cleveland Browns who were speaking to the media on Sunday, and when the media got wind, they were asking Nick about this Zoom call and what happened.
Right now it's just talk, you know, there's really nothing we can do. We're kind of handcuffed with the situation. But I mean, I felt what I took from it, McCaffrey and Derrick Henry and Saquon, I had a lot of good points. But the biggest thing is that we're the only position that our production hurts us the most. You know, if we go out there and run for 2,000 yards, with so many carries, the next year they're going to say, you know, you're probably worn down. Ha. That's the biggest thing that I took from it. It's just, I mean, it's tough. You know, it hurts us just to go out there and do good. It hurts us at the end of the day.
I'm sorry. When I said ha, I wasn't laughing. I was exclaiming over, that's such a great point. It's such an important note, because the more you do at your position at running back, the more teams feel like you are getting close to the end of your usefulness. Does that make sense? It's almost as though teams, general managers, maybe coaches, although I think coaches, they'll take a productive player regardless of age. They don't have to worry about when he falls off a map, right? That's not their job. But the idea behind running backs is that a lot of general managers believe, hey, they have a finite number of carries before they're just not as effective. They have a finite number of games in which they can really help, right? And so the idea is to get out in front of it. You don't pay a running back, even for one good year, if the next 3 years of the contract or the next 2 years of the contract are going to be worthless. That's a strong word. If you're not going to get the value, you're not going to get the bang for your buck. Obviously, a lot of this comes from the frustration over the Saquon Barkley situation and the Josh Jacobs and Tony Pollard, too, though. Tony has indicated, well, he did sign his franchise tender and he's not planning to hold out.
We're definitely in a tough situation. Running backs as a whole, you know, Saquon's a great player, and you can ask anyone around the league or even on the Giants how much he means to that team. So it's hard seeing him not get what he deserves.
I agree with Nick. In that respect, I agree with Nick. Why? Well, because Daniel Jones wouldn't have his fat free agent deal if not for the production and the success and the health of Saquon Barkley in 2022. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. One more from Nick. And this is really about the value of the running back for an offense to be successful.
Yeah, I feel like everyone can say that we're definitely we work harder than what we're valued. I mean, anyone would tell you that. I mean, some guys in the media yesterday said if you for like a team scout, let's say Monday, we're playing a different team in the team meeting, the head coach is going to bring up their running back. You know, the first person they'll bring up is how good is their running back? How can we stop him? And that's every team. I mean, I feel like every team, the running back is, that gets the team going. You know, we cowbell when we need something big, make a big play or a big run. You know, everyone's gonna look to the running back.
So Nick Chubb speaking at Browns camp on Sunday and giving us a little bit of the intel from this running back Zoom call. I'm impressed. Not quite like tight end camp, but it's pretty close. And I can imagine there was a lot of commiserating. But you know what? That's important. These guys can stick together. Now, the issue is that a team isn't paying all the running backs at the same time. Nick Chubb doesn't even need a contract right now. He's got one that pays him over $12 million coming up this season. So I guess if you were cynical, you could respond with, well, it's easy for you to say you have a contract. But at least they're supporting one another, and at least they have people that they can turn to who either have been in the same situation or will be at some point. And that's important for all of us as human beings, to have people who we can relate to and can relate to us. It's CBS Sports Radio.